Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Now, the Just Oil Group, Just Stop Oil Group, disrupted yet more events yesterday when they disturbed a recording of the Last Leg comedy show running through the audience onto the set. They also interrupted the biggest event in the British classical music scene, the BBC Proms. BBC Radio 3 and former RTÉ Lyric FM presenter Petraic Trelawney was commenting live at the time.
We now seem to have a protest on the stage. You can hear boos. Two or three people have just run on carrying placards, but they're being quickly escorted off. And it feels like an inevitability that that's an event that we may see. It's caused a bit of lively response, hasn't it?
And Petraic joins me now. Petraic, a lively response indeed. I was looking at your Twitter feed in the last few days before all of this happened last night, and there you were. You were tweeting about your proms, martinis and all of that. And then, because there is, of course, always this huge build-up to the proms, isn't there?
Yeah, Devil, it is the biggest music festival really in the UK in terms of its scale. It's bigger than Glastonbury. It runs for 8 weeks, 80 concerts, 6,000 people a night in the Royal Albert Hall. It's a really spectacular piece of the British summer, and it's a great celebration. And at a time when the arts are feeling pretty beleaguered, not just in Britain and Ireland too, with cutbacks of government funding and a sense that there's less support than there used to be for classical music, but theatre, opera, ballet, visual arts as well. It's a real statement of intent. It's a very special day, the first night of the proms.
There, but for the grace of God, for all of us in live broadcasting, but you were commenting live on air when the Just Stop Oil disrupted the concert. What happened as it unfolded?
Well, it was actually a very low-key protest. They chose to come on stage. It was just two protesters. They came on stage between two pieces of music in the second half of the proms. They didn't stop the music. I think that would have got a real roar of disapproval from the proms audience. There was a lot of booing. There was a bit of cheering as well. I think, you know, we've got to be honest and say many people, perhaps the majority of people in the hall, would sympathise with the issue of climate change and how much attention is being given to climate change. What they don't want is their music to be stopped. And they didn't stop the music last night. They were on stage just for a couple of minutes before they were bustled off. They didn't have time to unveil any banners or set off any glitter guns or anything like that.
Yeah, the fair play to the players for keep going on. And of course, as you mentioned, there is a very distinguished history of protest. This isn't the first time the Royal Albert Hall has been held up by protesters, is it?
Not at all. I mean, I mean, it's significant, I think, Devil, that last night's concert
was
a protest against. Have you got me?
Yeah, we lost you just for a little bit, but sure, we'll keep going. Maybe that was Just Stop Oil hacking your line there.
No, I was just saying that last night's concert started with a piece of music from Finland by Sibelius, written in protest about the Russian occupation of Finland. Then there was a new piece written by a Ukrainian composer protesting about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So there's a sort of sense that politics are never far from the proms. They can't be far. You know, classical music might be about works that are 100, 150 years old, but it's also about how we live today. You know, politics, music, politics and the arts are kind of inseparable.
They really are. And you'd never know. It could be next. It could be Just Stop Petraic. But look, we're hoping that you'll have a less controversial concert tomorrow. Petraic Trelawney, BBC Radio 3 and formerly of this parish. Thank you very, very much for joining us today and just coming up to 12 noon. It's time to pause for the Angelus.